I offered you this, and only way I can give you a refund.
Hello?
Yes, this is Phyllis Smith from Covington, Tennessee. I was looking on my Capital One credit card, and I've got a charge on there for you all. Can you tell me what that is?
Yes, ma'am. And please have your zip code.
Yes, 38019.
Thank you.
Hello.
Can I have your first and last name?
Yes, Phyllis. P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, Smith.
Okay, I'll give it to you. Hold on. Hold on just one moment. Okay, ma'am, I'll receive that. And 3 to 5 business days. It'll go back to your account, and I cancel to your account. Hold on one moment, Lena.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
My address is 2000 Holly Grove Road, Covington, Tennessee, 38019. You don't have a date on.
Okay, ma'am, are you finished? I'm finished. I got your confirmation number.
You said 2000 Holly Grove Road, Covington, Tennessee?
Yes, Covington, Tennessee, yes.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay, darling, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Yes, I want to know what I ordered. I've been having trouble with my credit card, and it showed up there on my Capital One this morning. I wonder what it is.
For what charge, ma'am?
It was almost $60. I don't remember the exact number. I can go on Capital One and find out.
Okay, ma'am, the reason you're being charged at $67.32 is because of that first charge you made on December 11th, where you enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer for $5.74.
Uh-huh.
And it said if you do not win and if you do not call in to cancel your account, ma'am, you will be billed monthly, and each time you are billed, it will increase your chances of winning.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm fixing to have it canceled. You're not getting more money from me. Thank you. Bye.